Today on the IoT show, Mehul Shah from Cognizant is going to tell me everything I need to know about Cognizant Connected Factories and how it helps industrial automation customers build their IoT solutions fast and efficiently. Hey everyone, thanks for watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we'll talk about industrial IoT. And we have Mehul Shah from Cognizant with us. Mehul, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So Mehul, tell us a bit about, so we're going to tell people about Cognizant and what Cognizant is, one of our top partners for IoT solutions. But then we're going to talk also about some of the challenges, some of the toughest challenges that our joint customers are facing when building IoT solutions. Because industrial IoT is not simple. We have a set of Lego bricks, the Azure IoT services for building solutions. But still, there is a ramp up. There's lots of things that need to be done in order to aggregate all of that and gather data from assets that are already existing and deployed and make sense of all the data that's going to come from these assets to then extract the insights and take action. So it's not easy, and you guys are here to help. So tell us a bit about yourself and Cognizant real quick, and then we'll jump into the solutions you guys are offering.
Sure, Oliver. This is I'm Mehul. I'm part of Cognizant's Internet of Things business unit. I'm a principal consultant and a solution architect. And yeah, to your point, Microsoft Azure provides a great platform. There are a lot of services that help you build your IoT solutions, and we treat them as like smaller Lego blocks. But there is still some journey involved when it comes to building an application, an industrial 4.0 application, where, you know, just those Lego blocks, if you start with them, you know, you'll end up spending more time than you like to. So what we have done is, with our Cognizant Connected Factory solution, we have built our larger Lego blocks, if I can say so, you know, leveraging the underlying smaller Lego blocks that Azure platform provides in terms of using, you know, IoT Hub and related services, and in terms of, you know, some of the other PaaS services for storage and analytics and managing microservices, et cetera.
What are the top challenges that we're seeing our customers facing? So there, I guess, are a lot of things that are very common across the various customers, and that's why you're offering that layer on top of Azure IoT services to serve the customers. So what are the top challenges your solutions are addressing so that these customers don't have to implement or reinvent the wheel?
Great question, Oliver. So in industrial IoT, right, some of the common use cases are about, you know, hey, our customers, our manufacturing customers specifically, want to leverage their investment in control and automation system in their plants. They know they are collecting a lot of data, but they want to use that data to generate some insights that they never generated before, like, hey, what is my asset performance like, or what's my plant or line level, you know, operating, you know, OEE like, right? And when is my pump going to fail and things like that. But the data sources are very many. The automation systems, you know, vary from one plant to another, one vendor to another. And the data that you collect basically, you know, comes in different forms. And if you start with that and try to build the, you know, the KPIs that are relevant to your businesses, you will face challenges. So what our solution does is it basically introduces a common data model in between that kind of delinks, you know, the data collection from data consumption. So if you are developers focused on, you know, collecting data from industrial assets, you can just use our common data model that essentially is a collection of your, you know, the key entities and their metadata and the measures and matrices that you will use to build your applications, you know, for industry 4.0 use cases, and just translate the raw data that you get from different plant assets that comes that may come in different ways over different protocols, and translate that into common data model. But what it does is it allows the application, you know, developers to build the applications and, you know, to build the calculations for KPIs just based on that common data model. So the application developers don't have to know how the data is collected from the different plant assets, and the developers on the device side don't need to worry about how this data is going to be consumed by application.
I see.
So this basically gives you a repeatable way of, you know, building applications and basically scale them, you know, from line to line, plant to plant, and across the customers.
I think you came up with a couple of slides to illustrate a bit of what you just described here. So I think it's going to help us understand even better, you know, what Cognizant's Connected Factory solution does, especially for developer. Let's take a look at these diagrams that you brought.
Sure, Olivier. So here, as you see, you know, on the left, you're collecting data from your plant assets, typically what we call as telemetry data. And the plant asset is telling you in its own language, you know, what it has produced and what's the quality of it by using tag like, you know, retest and part count and all of that. And then you already have some of the metadata related to your plants in terms of what's the, you know, standard operation time, what's the cycle time, which are already there pre-built in the solution. So what you do is you basically aggregate these two. So, you know, if your cycle time is 35 and if the telemetry data suggests that it took 45 seconds to produce the part, you know that there was some downtime, and you update your downtime, but you know that the part was good, you update your good part. And that is, you know, the common data model that I was talking about. I mean, here this is a very small snippet of it, but in its comprehensive form, you know, it defined it all the key assets and the entities and the metadata and the measures and metrics matrices that you would need you know, for your applications and generating insights related to your specific use cases for Industry 4.0. So there is calculation.
Let me ask you one thing, Mehul, real quick. So this common data model, is it defined by some entity, some standard bodies, or how did you come up with that common data model?
So. Just architecturally, it's in many ways it's an age-old, you know, best practice of having a data model like this that delineates, you know, the data consumption from, you know, data production. But it's a very comprehensive exercise because there are very many Industry 4.0 use cases, and what we have done is we have defined the common data model for all of these use cases and the KPIs that a customer would typically need. And if you are familiar with the open manufacturing platform that Microsoft announced at Hannover Messe last year, then the objective of open manufacturing platform is to make it easy for ISVs and manufacturers and SIs like us to build Industry 4.0 solutions, and not just accelerate it, but also be able to easily scale it. But they know that one of the key challenges is like interoperability of the data and the, you know, the data silos that you have to deal with. So even OMP is looking to address you know, this challenge by coming up with a common data model that industry will eventually adopt. And we at Cognizant, we have made, you know, a beginning of our own basically towards that journey.
Love that. So let's dive into your solution a bit more. I think you have another diagram that shows what are the various bits that are actually used and how you're leveraging microservices to build a layer on top of the Azure IoT services.
Sure. So just a few more seconds on this. So there is this calculation engine that is nothing but a microservice. This is where you will do a lot of custom development, actually, working closely with your customers, mapping the raw data into the common data model. You write the code for the calculation engine. The platform of a solution provides you the engine to run it. And once it is done, I mean, as you can see, the KPIs like availability, performance, OE, and all, they are very industry standard. Some plants may have their own variation in terms of how they define OEE, but you know, the solution comes pre-built, you know, with all these microservices that let you calculate these KPIs, and you can go and make the changes the way you like. And then you can take all of this asset information, and you will also be collecting some, say, condition data like, you know, hey, what's the RPM of my pump and how much it is vibrating. You can take the asset performance data and the condition monitoring data, and you can generate deeper insight, you know, like the remaining useful life, of your assets, or even, hey, when do I need to do some corrective maintenance?
Got it.
So how do you realize this in using underlying Azure components and services? This architecture depicts that. If you're familiar with the Microsoft Azure IoT reference architecture, this shouldn't be much of a surprise to you. On the left, you have data sources. It's your PLC and SCADA system and other different automation system that are, you know, the primary source of data for you from the plants, but you may also be collecting data from other data sources. So you use IoT Edge and IoT Hub technologies to collect the data from the plant assets. You may also use a data factory if you are collecting data from other sources. And once the data is pulled into Azure, you run it through the pipeline, you do the streaming analytics, you can store it in different forms using different storage services that Azure offers. And then you can make the data available for consumption by different application visualization and also to third parties. But the key aspect here is the solution comes pre-built with some of the microservices which are laid out here on the top. And the key ones are like asset manager. So what asset manager does is, once you have defined all the plant related metadata using, say, ISO 95 model that allows you to define the plant and the asset hierarchy and all of that captured in an Excel sheet, the asset manager services just pulls it in. So you don't have to worry about defining that, you know, yourself in your solution. Calculation services, this maps to the calculation engine that we talked about. You will do more custom development than any part of the solution, actually, where you map the plant metadata, the constant that you have, and the raw telemetry data that you get to translate that into the common data model. After that, once the data is translated there, application engine, application services kick in, and we have pre-built application, engine for calculating OE, calculating availability, and different industries standard KPIs. And then we also have some analytics model built in for you to do generate some deeper insights, basically using the data that you collect.
Awesome. So all these bits and pieces, all these microservices, so you will be helping our customers actually deploy them on their own Azure subscriptions and eventually customize them a little, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, this can be deployed in the customer's Azure subscription and customized to specific client need and the use cases for the use cases.
Looks good. Looks so good that I want to see it deployed and see how it looks like and how the customer is actually going to interact with your solutions.
Sure. So here is our connected factory solution. I've already logged in, as you can see, and right now I'm in the configuration mode. And what you see here is the plant configuration, essentially, details around all the plants and the assets and the related metadata. How it is pre-populated is using the Asset Manager microservice that I was talking about earlier. So this is where you will go in and you can select pre-populated Excel sheet where you have defined all the plant-related metadata using ISO 95 model, and you can just pull it in and, basically it gets populated. So along with the plant information, you may, define different shifts that are there in your plant. You may need some different constants that you will need for your different calculations. But once you have pulled in all the asset metadata, the next thing you would do is configure your calculation engine and the app engine. So remember, the calculation engine is the one where you are taking the raw data coming in from the plant assets, aggregating it with the other plant metadata and the constants, and mm-hmm. then translating all of that into the common data model format. So I've already created, one rule here, but the experience here is if I go and say edit it, it walks me through a step-by-step process. It says that, hey, can you create, select the asset that you want and select the variables, the tags that are, you're collecting from that particular asset. And after that, if there are some constant that you want to use in your calculation, you can do that. And if there are any temporary variables, as we developers call it, you know, you can define here as part of the cache. I don't want to do anything right now. And then here it gives you all the different, you know, variables from the common data model that that are already predefined in the system. So at the end of it here, you will basically just be writing a script that defines how do you take the raw data coming from the plant asset, apply the different constants, and how do you translate that into the information, you know, in the common data model. So
that is your you basically set up the infrastructure by importing the information about the assets and then setting up the calc engine to establish the rules and well, generate the common data model, establish the little rules, right? And so then we're going to see, you know, how it looks like for the users, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the only code you essentially have written so far is the script in the calculation engine. There is App Engine as well that comes with some pre-built rules and services. So here is my OE related rule. And essentially, it provides you with the same experience. If you want to modify the script, it does that. But Calc Engine takes you from the raw data model, raw data to the common data model. And then App Engine basically uses the data in the common data model and calculates, you know, different KPIs. So once you have set this up, you basically need to go to the dashboard view. And then I have a device simulator running on my other computer. I just fire it up, and it's already configured to send the test telemetry data that maps to the assets, etc., that are already predefined here in the system. And if I go to the dashboard, here is what it is. And, you know, basically your OE and other KPIs are there on the dashboard for you.
Yeah, nice. And actually, just noted that there's been no line of code, actually. You did everything in that UI that Cognizant Connected Factory solution offers, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The only line of code you write is in those Calc Engine and App Engine if you need to modify that. And once you've written that code, it gets stored in the blob storage, and using expression evaluation, you know, it gets applied at the runtime. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, Mehul, that's a comprehensive overview of the Cognizant Connected Factory solution and how our industrial IoT customers or, you know, people going through that digital transformation for industrial automation can leverage your solutions on top of the Azure IoT services. If people want to learn more about Cognizant and the Cognizant Connected Factory solution, you can go to aka.ms/IoTShow/Cognizant Connected Factories in one word. Mehul, thanks a lot for joining the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Olivia. Thank you.
And thanks everyone for joining. Hope to see you soon on the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe. See you soon. Bye.